we crave sustenance.
Time now for Food for Thought with Charles Jenkin on Charlotte's Morning News.
In the flesh, baby.
Oh, my God.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball.
So who knew, Charles, that the ultimate meatball resides in Concord?
Well, Bo, race week begins Monday at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, culminating with the Bank of America 500. The Speedway has become synonymous with creative deep-fried concoctions. Scott Cooper is with the Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Charles, if it's Bank of America 500 week, you know we've got to have some fun foods for the fans. And this year, we are going to roll out deep-fried spaghetti meatballs. How about that? We're going to serve them three on a stick so fans can walk around and enjoy them, so they're going to be easy to handle.
Wow.
They're also going to come with a little side of marinara sauce.
Of course.
It's a dip. The meatball, the pasta, it's all deep fried in like a veal Parmesan type of breading.
Okay.
And it is delicious. And these meatballs are nearly the size of a tennis ball. So three of them is definitely going to be a meal. And it's going to be a fun way for people to enjoy race week. Our chefs at Levy Restaurant came up with this. We think it's going to be great. And everybody that taste tested it absolutely loves it. So we're excited to roll it out next week.
This is madness.
Yeah, it's madness, but a special kind of madness, Charles.
A brand new concept restaurant has extended their chopsticks to the Charlotte area. Teriyaki Madness just opened a couple of weeks ago on West Mallard Creek Church Road. Steve Deutsch is the proud new franchisee.
We're in the kitchen, and we're gonna see what's going on. But tell me, what is Teriyaki Madness?
Okay, we're a brand new franchise to North Carolina. Quick serve, quick to order food.
Yep.
Mostly chicken and beef.
Okay.
We have some tofu if you'd like.
Okay.
All, as you can see, grilled to order. Fresh veggies made to order.
Excellent.
Rice, big bowls of heaping grape flavors, solid food.
So this is like we would call it a fast casual?
Fast casual.
You come up to the register?
Come up to the register, you place your order, we put it all together for you. It's a simple menu. You can either get a bowl or a plate.
Okay.
It's going to give you a little more to eat. The bowl is a lot to eat to begin with.
Excellent.
Everything is in to-go packaging because you're probably not going to be able to finish it all. So you just
okay.
Pack it up and
that's
then
smart.
Bring it back home.
So far, what has been really popular?
Well, the chicken teriyaki is certainly
I can see that.
The most popular. Spicy chicken.
Yes.
Next. We have orange chicken that's very popular.
And Bo, I've tasted the beef teriyaki. Two words, scrumptiously spicy.
And the older boy, bless his soul, is preparing for his career.
College?
Carnival.
You gotta be proud.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, you and I always make a point to talk about state fair food across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an opportunity for the state fair to come to you.
It may be a permanent structure. Depending on the new restaurant success in Plano, Walmart will consider opening up outlets of state fair treats in other locations across the country. Isaac Russo, who has been a regular finalist and winner at the Texas State Fair over the years for his kitchen creations, will be creating offerings like cookie fries, deep-fried Cuban rolls, and, of course, fried Pop-Tarts.
I think we're all in for a very big treat.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Charles.
You're welcome, Bo.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
Okay, Eddie.